USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a mostly partisan vote, the House voted to impeach President Trump after he leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, tells Fox News this simply hurts America.
It will divide the country. It will incite violence. To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country.
The 232-197 vote was only supported by 10 Republicans. In a tweet Wednesday evening, President-elect Joe Biden reminds senators of other urgent business of this nation. The Los Angeles Times is reporting a reputed longtime member of the Mexican Mafia, the Prison Gang, was shot and killed at a California homeless encampment over the weekend. 64-year-old Samuel Villalba was found unresponsive on Sunday evening with multiple gunshot wounds to the upper torso in an encampment near the 91 freeway in Long Beach. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The game show Jeopardy must go on. USA Radio News Dan Naraki reports.
A larger list of upcoming guest hosts for Jeopardy has been announced after Pro Bowl quarterback Aaron Rodgers leaked the news that he would be a guest host on the show. Producers announcing Wednesday that journalist Katie Couric, actress Maya Bialik, and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker will also draw guest host duties, with more names to be announced later in the season. Former champion Ken Jennings is currently guest hosting the show, his first episodes airing this week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The original daytime version of Jeopardy debuted on NBC March 30th, 1964. The acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is resigning just 2 weeks after taking the role. ICE Press Secretary Jenny Burke confirmed Jonathan Fahey had stepped down, though the agency did not give a reason behind the resignation. Fahey had taken over ICE from Tony Pham, who left last month after assuming the post in August. ICE has had six directors under Trump. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Articles of impeachment will now be brought against President-elect Joe Biden. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Wednesday night that she would file articles of impeachment against President-elect Joe Biden on his first day in office. The freshman Republican tells Newsmax TV her motivations for filing those charges.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looks like Luigi and Mario are taking a backseat for a while. Universal Studios in Japan announced that Super Nintendo World will not be opening next month as planned. The Nintendo-themed zone of the Osaka Park was supposed to open on February 4th after its launch was delayed from last year. But with Osaka being placed under a state of emergency declaration yesterday until February 7th, that's no longer going to happen. A spokesman says it will announce a new opening date once this state of emergency has been lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.